Welcome to Ask the Experts, Friday afternoon, News Talk 1290 CJBK, heading into a long weekend. Everybody loves that. Lots of stuff going on, including Ribfest in downtown London. And we hope everybody has a very safe and enjoyable weekend. Joining us here right now on the program to lead us into that weekend, and it's always great to have her on the show, Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. You can call her up anytime, 519-672-9880, and check out the website, as I always say, joanball.com. Joan, how are you?
I am doing just fine, Ryan, and you?
I am excellent, thank you. Get a update right off the top how things are. Activity in the marketplace here in London?
Well, I think we had a funny July. We had, with some price ranges, just really fevered activity, and other price ranges were getting a little bit of a lag response. July is always that funny holiday month, so you never know how things are going to be activity-wise. I also think that, you know, when it was nice weather, people wanted to get out and get into it because the winter was so long. And we're gearing up for a very busy August. I think August is going to be quite busy.
Joan Ball on Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. What's this year been like for the buyers out there, Joan, in terms of looking for a home with a pool? Has that been on the tip of many people's tongues or not?
You know, there's always those people that really enjoy a pool, and London certainly is a community that has a lot of properties with pools. When we have the summers we normally have, it's of a significant interest. I think also a few years ago, people were starting to recognize that they wanted to save a little bit of money and not go away on some summer holidays. So some people were investing in pools that wouldn't have normally. I don't find many people that are looking for properties if they're not committed to a pool. And looking for just a house with a pool that they buy into it. But the odd time people go, well, this is exactly what I want. It does have a pool. That's a bit of an asset. But most of the time it's really that's what they're looking for and they want to go out and find it.
I guess then there would be people out there that would maybe fall in love with the home, but the fact that it had a pool may be a bit of a turnoff for them and they don't purchase the home.
Yeah, most of the time they will. I will certainly ask them right up front, you know, are you looking for a property with a pool, without a pool? And they're going to either swing one way or the other in most cases. Usually the first-time home buyers are not necessarily the individuals that buy a house with a pool. However, after a while, you know, sometimes people realize that, gee, it's really inexpensive entertainment, especially if they have family. And as the kids get older, it's nice to have that activity that gets the kids sort of to wear off that energy and they sleep really well. So, you know, you're either a pool person or you're not. Some people just have to go to the beach. That's their, you know, Mecca. They love to be by the water in that way. So everybody's different. Everybody's a little different. But I have had individuals say to me, you know what, this house, I love it. I found it online. Can you show it to me? And it does have a pool. And they go, you know, gee, we hadn't thought about it, but let's go for it.
Excellent. Joan Ball on Ask the Experts, Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. The phone number to reach Joan at any time, 672-9880, joanball.com, the website address. When you are acquainting yourself, say, with new clients, Joan, and you're trying to maybe get a feel for what they do and what they like, what they don't like, their lifestyle, everything else, I think you told me one time in the past as well that, you know, one of the things you'll ask them is how busy they are, that type of thing. And if they say that they are looking for a large country property or something, but they're never home, you've said in the past, that's an indication that, you know what, they may not be around to take care of that as much, so we need to look elsewhere. Do you enlighten them where they say, sheesh, I've not really thought about that, but yeah, it makes sense?
Well, that's really my role. You know, I really see that the needs assessment and really doing an appropriate full assessment of what they want and where they're at. Sometimes people just are all over the map and they're not really sure. And at that stage, they really need to fine-tune what it is they're looking at or looking for. Because if they can't really fine-tune that after they've looked at a number of properties, then, you know, they're looking, it's sort of like looking for a dress. What do you want? I don't know. Or, you know, say you're looking for a shirt. I don't know. Do you know that you want it button up or pull over? You know, I mean, you really have to sort of fine tune it to some degree. then the search becomes much more specific. It may be based on location. You know, it may be based on their lifestyle. It may be based on necessity for schools. You know, I have that a lot, individuals who want to be in a certain area because of schools. But that's all part of the process to fine-tune it. And then it becomes very simple. And they, you know, part of my process is educating them so they know what to expect and getting out and looking at a few that, to see how they match.
Joan Ball with us on Ask the Experts Friday afternoon here on News Talk 1290. CJBK, good selection of product out there right now, Joan?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. There's some great properties out there. We're still considered a balanced market. You know, even though we had a little bit of a, you know, slow start up to the year, you know, it is still considered a balanced market in certain price ranges. I think once you get north of, say, you know, 450, you've got a lot of product on the market. So it's a little bit more favorable to the buyer in that end. So there's a lot to select from. And, you know, I think there's some fabulous properties out there to be had.
Joan Ball here on News Talk 1290. CJBK from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. JoanBall.com, the website address, will feature some of the homes that Joan has listed on her website as well. A little later on in the show, you can reach Joan by calling 519-672-9880. Oh, and before I forget, too, a quick story, Joan. I was at my parents the other day. They said, oh, you got to tell Joan this. They were at a business recently, and they looked across the street, and this home was for sale. Not kept up very well, and it was obvious that the realtor was on site, and there was just little things that they said, you know, you'd think that the realtor even would have, you know, there's chairs that were knocked over and this and that, and the list went on and on. But my dad says, oh, Joan Ball, she would have made sure that that was tidy. My mom says, Joan Ball would have probably cut the grass because it needed to be done so
yes,
bad.
Yes, unfortunately, I don't do it myself now, but I have years ago. I remember clients were in Mexico, and we had a terrible snowstorm, and I got over there and shoveled the driveway for them just so
you gotta
that
do what you gotta
get
do.
To the house to see, take a look at the house.
Too funny. Joan Ball here on Ask the Experts. If you need to get some expertise when it comes to selling or buying a home, Joan is the one you want to give a shout to, and the phone number is 519-672-9880. She will make it happen for you. JoanBall.com, the website address. We'll be back with more here on News Talk 1290 CJBK after these. Friday afternoon on News Talk 1290, CJBK with Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty, 672-9880, joanball.com, the website address. And here on Ask the Experts, if you have a question, you can give us a call. We will get an answer for you. And Joan, before we do go any further, you do have some very nice listings listed on your website at joanball.com right now.
I do, and I'm really excited about them. I have just listed 17 Weston, which is just off Wellington, and it is a gorgeous little bungalow, three-bedroom bungalow with a new bathroom, updated kitchen, huge yard, 140-foot deep yard that backs onto some woodland. And you wouldn't think that it would feel as rural as it does when you get out in that backyard, but it's really quite nice. So it's all done up and ready to go at $179.9. And I have another premier property at 604 Windermere Road, which is listed for $479.9, double car garage, over 2,200 square feet of luxury finishings on the main floor, and almost as much finished space in the lower level, just done to the nines and just stunning property. Really, really nicely done.
And people can check it all out at joanball.com. Here on Ask the Experts, Joan is with us right now on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Got a question here, Joan, from Trudy and Rex. They have a concern, actually. They say, when viewing properties, we find that few people, us, their fireplaces, hold on here now. Got to get this straight here. We find that few people use their fireplace in the summertime. Got it. Do you have to turn off the gas to a gas fireplace in the summertime? And does this have to be done by a professional? So from Trudy and Rex, interesting concern there.
Well, I think one of the things that not everybody turns off their pilot on a gas fireplace in the summertime, but some people do. Just they may be going away, or they may just not want to use that extra bit of gas that would be used from the fireplace, or it may be a propane or whatever, you know. So when you turn it off, do be aware that, you know, you really should have someone check it before you initiate it again. You can light it yourself. However, I usually say that if you're going to turn it off for the summer, that annual check when you turn it back on again is a good idea. The odd time a spider or something may have gotten into the line, and that can cause some problems, but it's always best to have it, you know, someone check it out once a year, but certainly it's not code that you need to have that happen.
Okay. Maybe while we're talking about that, if you just don't mind spending a moment and talking about home inspections and the importance of that, and obviously that is something that you certainly advise your clients to have done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's a must. I do, however, caution that you want someone who's registered and insured, you know, and for two reasons. Number one, if there's no regulation for someone to be an accredited home inspector. So, but the registered home inspectors with some of the associations, the criteria is that they've had enough hours of supervision and training and that kind of thing to know what they're doing. And also, if they're insured, not all home inspectors may find everything, but you do have some recourse in the event that you need to go after them just for what they were negligent on, perhaps. So that's like their errors and omissions insurance kind of thing. But I think it's always well advised to certainly invest in that.
And what's the timeline, Joan? If somebody that you are taking through a home, they like the property, they want to put a bid in, do they do the home inspection before the bid is put in, the offer is put in, or how?
No, you would submit an offer that would be negotiated, and then once the offer is accepted, it would have conditions. In most cases, where your condition on your home inspection, financing, and insurance, those would be in the offer. If it's a condominium, you might have a status certificate condition as well, or a survey condition if it's a single-family home as well. So that is for a period of time from acceptance. And once the buyer is satisfied with those conditions, then they would sign a document called a notice of fulfillment. If there's some renegotiated items that need to be taken care of, for example, if they have a home inspection and they realize that there's a cracked heat exchanger in the furnace or whatever, they may want to renegotiate because they didn't know that. That wasn't, you know, visible or obvious when they were inspecting visually the home. So then you would do that on an amendment, and then that becomes a firm offer, and then that's when it would go through to closing.
Joan Ball on News Talk 1290 CJBK here on Ask the Expert, 643-1290. If you have a question, you can give us a call. We'll get an answer. You can also call Joan at any time at Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty, 672-9880. We're back with more with Joan after these. Welcome back to Ask the Experts here on News Talk 1290 CJBK with our real estate expert Joan Ball on the program today from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. The website joanball.com and her phone number 519-672-9880, 672-9880. I guess, Joan, as well, if people are looking ahead, they are thinking about putting their home up on the market within the, you know, maybe next 6 months or even within the next year. Right now is a good time. If there's any issues that need to be dealt with on the outside of the home with the nice weather here, now is a good time to get down and get some of that stuff done.
Oh, absolutely. And I will tell you that this is the time of year that when I'm speaking with clients who are thinking of selling within the next year, quite often what we'll do is tweak the exterior enough so that we can take our photographs. Because I have a number of clients that will be listing in January, February, March. And obviously the exterior will not be ideal for photographs at that time. So let's get it ready now, get everything taken care of, so that the potential buyers, as they're coming through the property, can get a better sense of what that exterior is going to look like as far as gardens and landscaping and all of that. So, yes, we're busy with doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, because you've said as well before, oftentimes you will leave out photo albums sometimes if it's an open house or if a client wants to go through to see a home. It's very nice to have that opportunity there to see what the home looks like in other seasons.
Well, regardless of whether, you know, what I leave out, I do a visual and a documented feature booklet for the property. So the buyers can take that with them once they're touring the property and leaving. But also online, a lot of potential buyers are reviewing properties and previewing properties online, so giving them a better sense of what the property looks like. And obviously, if it's in the dead of winter, they're going to want to have a better sense, especially if it has a pool, you know, of what that landscaping is going to entail, how labor intensive is it, how much lawn is there, you know, all of those things that you can't get a true representation during the winter months.
Joan Ball on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Question from Mike and Melanie. They are wondering, my mother wants us to move in with her. How does this affect ownership? Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First off, do you hear that often?
There's a number of ways you can do this. You know, there's a sometimes you know individuals do have to help out, and mom moves in with them, or they move in with mom, and you can set up the ownership issue on the property so that it's much easier for the estate. And I think that that's something that really is worth speaking with your accountant and perhaps your lawyer as far as drafting up any necessary documents. But a lot of clients are doing that now, partly because the quality of life is enhanced if they're in the house with a family member. And, you know, having private care go in for mom may be very expensive. I know my grandmother was 109, and she lived at home with us to my mom and dad's place and actually passed away at home. So, you know, that extended her life and provided, obviously, for a good quality of life. And she was at dinner every night, and she was part of the family.
What a story. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a great experience. Wow. It was a great opportunity.
And Grandma lived to be 109, Joan.
Yes, my mom's mom was 109, and my dad's mom was 106.
Oh, my word. If we could all be so lucky, eh?
Yeah, so I've told my husband, up the insurance, honey.
That is awesome. I love that. Joan Ball on News Talk 1290 CJBK from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. Again, check out Joan's website, joanball.com, and give her a call as well, 519-672-9880. And just to recap some of the things quickly, Joan, in the final minute here, but things are pretty solid out there in the London market.
I think so. And, you know, we've had a little bit of colder weather, and I think people have revisited things, and we're seeing a fair bit of activity, depending on the price range. But I think August looks like it's going to be very promising for the sellers. It's going to be busy.
Good stuff. And for people who want more information, or maybe, Joan, if they see a home and maybe they haven't actually met up with you yet and they're looking for an agent and they just want to kind of throw some things back and forth at you and get a feel for, you know, if the relationship is going to work, you always recommend to just give you a call and maybe set up an appointment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm always open to it and welcome anybody's conversations and calls.
Wonderful. Joan Ball here on News Talk 1290 CJBK, joanball.com, the website address and her phone number, 519-672-9880. Joan, always great to talk to you. I appreciate you taking the time and enlightening myself and our listeners and providing the great information that you always do. And I hope you have yourself a great weekend.
You as well, Ryan. Always my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty here on Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Thanks to everybody for listening here on this Friday afternoon as we do head into a beautiful long weekend, civic holiday, and lots to do in the area, whether it's Rib Fest or you're heading out camping or just spending time in the backyard. Please enjoy it and be safe, and we'll talk to you soon here on News Talk 1290 CJBK.